Previously on 24.
We've established a direct link between Stanton and the rogue mercenaries that shot down Bauer's plane.
Stanton won't be easy to break. You may need to expand the limits of how far you've been willing to go in the past.
Mr. Stanton, by order of the president, I'm placing you under arrest.
What I'm about to ask you to do falls outside the parameters of your charge at Secret Service.
What would you like me to do, sir?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where is she now?
She ran off after the accident. I don't know whether she's trying to avoid the local police or whether she's just trying not to get brought back to L.A.
Just find her, George.
Yeah! Ow!
Marie, we have a problem.
What is it?
Bashir and Marco are dead.
What do you need me to do?
They were supposed to pick up the trigger.
Where is it?
At the place where Marco worked, in his locker. You must do whatever you can to gain access to this locker and bring the trigger to Omar as soon as possible.
I'll take care of it. I think I've earned the right to know what's going on.
We believe that Syed Ali is at the center of a terrorist attack. We need you to identify him for us.
Syed Ali, he's in there.
Damn it! He's dead, Jack. His clothes don't belong to this man.
Maintain secure access. Maintain secure access. Ali is still in the building.
The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
You're gonna have to step outside until we can get the situation resolved.
Agent Bauer told me to stay. Talk to him.
I will as soon as you step outside.
She stays with us.
She's got to make the final identification on Ali as soon as we find him.
Okay. We got this in the pocket of the man Ali set on fire. It might be part of a document that Ali was carrying.
Photo it, send it to CTU, see what they can find.
Are you trying to protect this man?
No, Agent Bauer, I have no misplaced loyalties. If the man you are looking for has murdered an innocent, he is as guilty in the eyes of Islam as he is in yours.
The man that I'm looking for set in motion a plan today to detonate a nuclear weapon in Los Angeles.
Are you certain?
Yes, we're certain. Our estimates are between 1 and 2 million people will die if this bomb goes off. That, sir, is why we need to find him now.
Thank you for informing me, but I can be no more honest with you than I have been. But if you find this man, perhaps I can talk to him in a way you cannot. Persuade him.
Agent Bauer.
Thank you.
We found something I think you should see. Found this trap door. It's not on any of the schematics you gave us.
Open it.
I go down. I'm going down alone.
And I know this is your operation.
Listen to me. We just lost one of Ali's men to a cyanide capsule hidden in his tooth. We have to assume Ali's willing to take his life the same way. He can't see us coming. Have your men assemble at the base of the ladder. Await my instructions. Have you got your baton with you? Let me have it. Okay.
Change of plans.
Why? What's going on?
Just go to the rendezvous point. If I'm not there within 1.5 hours, the time we have planned, then you know what to do. You remember what I said, yes?
I remember.
I've got it! talking to.
It's hard not to sit here and think that there must be some mistake even with the evidence you have.
It's black and white, Bob. Your daughter killed Reyes and two of our agents. And I need you to help us understand what her connection to Syed Ali is.
Well, if I'd known she was involved, I would have done something.
And now that you do know, does it help explain any strange behavior? Anything you can tell us will help.
Well, Marie went to college in London while I was working there. That's when her mother died. And it hit her hard. It was all hard.
And?
She ran away for a while.
How long?
3, maybe 4 weeks. We got the police involved, but she sent us a letter saying that she was fine. That she was traveling, and she just needed some space. And when she came back, well, I was so grateful to see her that I stopped asking questions.
No sense that anything had changed? Any fundamental difference?
She'd become less politically inclined. You know, Marie had always flirted with causes, I mean, respectable causes, like save the wilderness or abolish the death penalty. She stopped talking about all that.
Well, that's precisely what happens when you're radicalized. Handlers train you to stop talking about anything and keep it to yourself, so you're better able to blend into the background.
Marie had handlers?
Hey, can I wait? We'll be right back with this.
This scan just came in from the mosque. It's a burnt paper fragment found in Ali's clothing. The only thing visible to the naked eye is in the lower left quadrant. Looks like a piece of a number, a 6 or maybe an 8.
But are all our forensics people out in the field?
We just got Murdoch on loan from San Diego. He's supposed to be an expert with computer imaging. If anyone can see this, he can.
Hey, dude. George Mason.
Hey, man. Randy Murdoch.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Any way to accelerate the process?
My CPUs are a lot faster than anything you guys got, and parallel processing can take way too long to set up. But check it out. It's happening. If there's anything there, I'm going to get it.
Okay, great. Where's Tony in the satellite feed, Jack Woods?
In progress.
Thank you. Keep it up.
All right.
Interrogating Syed Ali as we speak. We'll be informed of his progress on a minute-by-minute basis, but nothing yet.
And we're certain this man knows the location of the bomb at this point?
Jack Bauer is.
We'll make sure he has all the resources he needs?
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's only going to get much, much worse. Stop.
Agent Simmons tells me that Roger received the same training of resisting interrogation he did. But everyone breaks eventually.
I understand you have an entry point.
As far as we know, she entered the forest somewhere between 83 and 84 on the topo map.
Forward heading?
No. No idea which way she was headed. But keep me posted, right?
All right.
What are you doing?
Getting more men out there looking for Jack's daughter.
After I specifically told you to divert all resources to the bomb.
Look, the satellite feed is happening, right? And I'm not using our resources. I was telling the sheriff to look for it.
Tony, you're a resource. I don't want you to split your attention.
I promised Jack I would do everything in my power to look for Kim. just like you did.
Him is outside the blast radius. The rest of Los Angeles isn't. Stay focused on the bomb, Tony. It goes for everybody.
LA County Ranger Station.
Yeah, this is Tony Almeida at CTU.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to track somebody who went into the Angeles Crest Forest about an hour ago.
Hold while I transfer.
Yeah.
Anybody there? Hello?
Who are you? What are you doing out here?
Me? What are you doing here?
I got into a car accident. I started running. Before I know it, I was out here. I had no idea where I was. I got stuck in this stupid thing. Look. All I want to do is get back to the highway and get out of here.
Why were you running from the highway in the first place?
I told you I was scared and panicked.
My time. When is the bomb gonna detonate?
You're the one wasting time. I woke up today knowing I would die.
I can make you die with more pain than you ever imagined.
Then we'll have that much more pleasure in paradise.
Figure out how we're gonna get you to the nearest ranger station.
No, that's okay. I don't wanna go back there.
For the same reason you ran from the highway?
Here, I got it. Thank you.
From the highway. A couple miles that way.
But the way there is not safe. The terrain's too rough to follow at night. And there's cougars up in that area. My place is a half mile that way. I could put a roof over your head for the night.
Right.
mom of this mosque. Do you deny these men's accusations that you are planning to explode a bomb that will kill millions of people? The Quran clearly forbids the killing of innocents and non-combatants. You know this as well as I do. We have different interpretations of the Quran. You are misguided. Someone has twisted the words of the Prophet. Allah does not love aggressors. Listen to me. The murder of one innocent, let alone millions, will not get you into paradise. We will continue this debate when I see you there, Imam Al-Fulani.
I want the images you get from this computer transferred to these monitors.
Come with me. I have talked to men like this before who misuse our religion to channel their hate, but I have not personally known anyone who would actually act on their impulses.
Is there any kind of appeal that you can make to him that would make any difference?
Try again, but I don't think so.
Another kind of time.
But please, I want to try again.
Sir, you can't be involved with what's going to happen next. Please escort the gentleman upstairs.
Agent Bauer.
Yeah.
We recovered the last number Ali dialed on his cell. It's a 310 area code 555-2130. We're doing a lookup on it now.
Okay, good.
Wait. What was that number?
Five 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 2130.
Oh, that's not possible. That's my sister's cell phone number. What's going on? What are you not telling me?
Why don't you give us a minute? Your sister's fiancé, Reza, and two of our agents were found shot to death in your father's building about an hour and a half ago.
What?
Your sister Marie was with them.
Marie? Is she okay?
We don't know where she is right now.
When were you going to tell me this?
As soon as we had confirmation that she was the person that pulled the trigger.
What? That is ridiculous. How could you even think that?
Because we have videotape on her. She was the only person seen leaving your father's building in the last hour and a half.
Well, she was probably trying to escape. She could have been hurt. You know that he called her number. You don't know if she picked up. The phone could have been stolen.
You really believe that? You believe your sister has nothing to do with this?
Yes, I really believe it.
Well, there's one way you could prove that to me. Phone her cell phone. But if she picks up, you have to talk to her and keep her on the phone as long as possible so we can find her. That's the deal. Can you do that? Okay. Okay. I'll be right back. Baker. I need to trace a cell phone call, but I need you to manipulate the caller ID. Make it look like it's coming from Kate Warner's phone. Get on it now. Set up just in here. Our equipment will make it look like you're calling from your cell phone. Just tell her you're worried because you haven't heard from her in the last few hours, but don't be panicked.
We're linked into the cell provider networks. We can triangulate within 15 or 30 seconds. Once we lock, we can track the phone even after the call ends.
Okay, good. Let's make the call.
What if it's not her? If she doesn't answer, what if it's someone else?
That's what we need to find out. Kate, finding your sister right now can save the lives of millions of people. Please make the call.
Hello. Hi. It's me. I haven't been able to reach Dad. He's not back yet. What's going on? Just taking a drive? To clear my head? I can understand. I'm so sorry, Marie. About everything. Yes. You want to meet back at the house? Grab a bite? Can you? They found Reza, haven't they?
They know what's happened.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Oh, Marie.
Tell me, please, what happened?
You wouldn't understand, Kate. You killed Reza. And those agents. People have to die for things to change.
We're locked.
You couldn't have done this. You're not this person. They forced you. You didn't know what you were doing.
Tried to do a 10-block section of Silmar, but we lost the phone after that.
Okay, contact CHP. Tell them to shut down that 10-block radius. Send over the vitals on Marie Warner. Tell them to find her.
Got it.
You don't know who she was with! They could have been forcing her! You don't know!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Any word back from the ranger station yet?
No, nothing yet. They mounted a search, but they can't cover as much ground at night.
Tony, I just sent this to Jack over at the mosque. Check it out. This paper has a very regular pulp pattern. So the final step in the process is to take samples from various points so we can create a CGI algorithm of what the surface of the paper looked like without any of the writings or other impressions on it, right? We then subtract that from what we've actually got, and what we get is a representation of anything that interrupts that pattern.
Uh-huh.
There it is. Okay, this is only a partial. There are a few more markings. They're letters or numbers just to the right of these, but I'm going to need a little bit more time. They're more obscure.
All right. Do we have any context whatsoever as to what these numbers and letters refer to?
No. They photographed the paper on both sides. That's the only area, right here, with any information on it.
All right. Good job. Listen, Michelle, I want you to get anyone we can spare on that sequence of letters and numbers, all right? I want you to check VIN numbers, license plate, shipping manifest. Also, get crypto to see if that's some sort of a code, all right?
I'm on it.
Agent Bauer!
Yeah?
It just came in from CTU.
Open the door. Open the door! M34, what does that mean? What does that mean? You screwed up, Ollie. We're gonna cross-reference that number with everything in our database. Marie Warner is being picked up as we speak. That's right, all the pieces are starting to come together. No matter what, we're gonna find this bomb. So you can either tell me now, or I can make you suffer. You wanna suffer?
Already told you, I'm not afraid to die.
The only way you're gonna die today is if I kill you. Your bomb's not going off.
The link's up. We have a live feed.
Pass it through.
Go.
I'm waiting.
Those men will kill your family if you don't tell me where the bomb is now. You for making me do this. They're waiting for my order. This is your last chance. Where's the bomb?
Jimmy!
Sir.
Are you aware Jack Bauer is threatening the lives of Syed Ali's family?
No. Where's the family?
In their own country. CTU has been in contact with the security forces there who have Ali's family in custody. We just got word that Jack has requested to kill the family one by one until Ali tells us the location of the bomb.
Will the security forces do this in your estimation?
They have history backed against civilians. And their government is afraid of what we'll do in retaliation if the bomb does go off. Yes, I think they would.
Can we let this happen? Condone the murder of innocent people?
The argument would be that the bomb is an act of war, and wars inevitably result in civilian casualties.
Look, I don't want a rationale here, Mike. I don't know of a war where a president knowingly targeted children for assassination.
Compare this to a weapons factory we discover is near a hospital, a situation we have faced. Now, the bombing would still be ordered on the logic that many more people will be saved by the destruction of the factory. Now, the numbers are even more compelling here. A few people may have to die to save millions.
Your wife's been writing you letters every day. She doesn't know where to send them. Son of Sad wants to grow up and be just like you. Turns 12 next week. I don't think he's gonna make it. I know what it's like to lose someone. To watch them get killed right in front of you. I don't want to hurt your family. But I will order those men to pull that trigger if you don't give me the information that I need.
I am doing a lot of work.
No. You're going to kill millions of people. That's what you're doing.
Agent Bauer, it's important. President.
Mr. President, this is Jack Bauer.
Can't let you do this, Jack.
Sir, Ali was willing to take his own life to complete his mission. His only vulnerability, sir, is his family.
It will not be the official policy of this country to kill innocent children.
Sir, the action would take place in his country. You would not have to be involved. This would be a field decision.
That decision is final. I'm sorry, Jack.
Yes, sir. I understand, Mr. President. No, I do not think that there is another alternative. I know it's a difficult decision, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for your support, Mr. President. He authorized the action.
No, Roger Stanton isn't available.
When can I talk to him?
I don't know.
Mike.
Look, that's all I can say right now, Rich. If you have a tactical question, talk to Scott Brandt. Got the NSA playbook today.
I can use your name?
Sure.
Mike, can I just have a quick word with you, please?
Yeah, sure, Lynn.
I don't trust Sherry Palmer, and I don't think she should be here.
Len, I'm up to my eyeballs trying to hide this interrogation of Roger Stanton from Washington. If you have a problem with Sherry, deal with it yourself, please.
Mike, I think you know me well enough to know this is not some battle over turf. This is about Roger Stanton.
What?
I was waiting for the appropriate time to tell you. I wanted to be sure. Someone has approached me with evidence of a flurry of communications between Roger Stanton and Sherry Palmer, and it has been over the last 6 months.
Roger said he met her today for the first time.
Yes, I know.
My God.
You've known Sherry for a very long time. Is today indicative of how she operates? Well, then this shouldn't be too much of a shock to you.
Sherry Palmer's a lot of things, but a traitor to this country. I don't believe that. What kind of communication? Phone calls?
Yes, phone calls, emails. Mike, face to face.
Who's your source on this?
Up until now, I've been getting everything through an intermediary, but I actually have a meeting with the source in about 10 minutes.
Where?
Offside. Are you telling the president?
No. No. He's got enough on his plate already, and he'd want proof anyway. You go ahead with your meeting. Let me know what happens. Be careful.
I will. Thank you.
Shall we proceed as planned?
That's affirmative. Start with the older son, Assad. If that's not successful, move on to his younger son.
Copy that. Waiting for your orders.
Mr. Baker.
We are a go.
Copy that.
I can't wait any longer. Tell me where the bomb is or I will kill Assad. Ali, I know you think what you're doing is right, but it's my job to not let it happen. Please don't make me do this. Assad is just a boy. Tell me where the bomb is! Tell me where the bomb is! Fine. General! Tell me where the bomb is and I'll spare the rest of your family.
I'm not telling you!
Meeting's changed. Now it's with me. No, don't go anywhere, Lynn. We need to talk.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, we do. You think you've connected me to Roger, don't you? But that's exactly what they want you to think.
Who is they?
The people Roger's conspiring with.
So you're confirming that Roger Stanton is involved. He knew about this bomb ahead of time?
Oh, Roger's more involved than David could possibly know.
What the hell does that mean? This conspiracy, what is its goal then?
To take over the presidency. These people are feeding you misinformation about me because they're afraid I'll get in the way.
If you're not involved with them, how did you know about this meeting?
I don't have to be involved to know the moves they're making, Lynn.
And if you knew what Roger was doing, why the hell haven't you said anything to the president?
Probably for the same reasons you're keeping this line of inquiry to yourself. I want to have as much concrete evidence as possible.
Sherry, you could have said any of this to me back at the retreat. Why come here?
To make a point. That's all.
To make a point? I think this is a warning. I think you orchestrated all of this to show me how powerful you are. And I believe that you have your own and not the president's best interest at heart. And I will do everything in my power to make sure you don't hurt him and that you don't undermine this administration.
Hassan is dead. There's nothing I can do to change that. You still have a chance to save Fahid's life.
I'm
gonna give you 10 seconds. Where's the bomb? You're running out of time. I will tell these men to kill your last son. Where is the bomb? That's it. Take him out.
Tell
me now.
This is not an airfield.
Why? What's the plan?
We're going to fly over downtown and detonate it. It is true. It is true.
Gessler.
It's Jack. Give me Mason.
It's Jack.
What do you have?
The bomb's at Norton Airfield. They're putting it on a plane to fly it over the city.
Okay, Norton's a medium-sized airfield. They do cargo, private aviation. Every plane's tail number begins with the letter N. That's probably what this refers to. It's still only partial, but it narrows down the search.
Okay. We're on our way. All right. We're moving units Bravo, Echo, and Lima to Norton Airfield, where we have reason to believe that the bomb is located. We're going to call FAA and have them ground all the flights in or out of Norton. In the event that they do get the plane in the air, we want to have two F-16s at the ready to intercept. We're going to get some bomb units and some SWAT teams over there as well, so let's move, everybody. And remember, the no unnecessary contact rule remains in place.
Focus Warner against the wall.
You get my boy! You get my boy! You get my boy! I will get you for this! You will not for this! I don't want to live like
this. Look at you. You're worse than they are.
Figured out the satellite back to its normal feed.
Now, sir?
Yes, I want confirmation.
Rerouted satellite. You should have live picture now.
Thank you. Set up our men coming in from the south with these two gates. Let's get in there, Crosby.
He's alive. Oh. It was all an act.
Okay. I need you to come with me. Help me talk to your sister.
Where?
Norton Airfield, 30 miles north of here. It's where the bomb's located.
Do you really think she's there?
Yes, I do. Please, Kate, we don't have much time.
Okay. Come on. Here you go, sir.
About the bomb, Mr. Stanton.
Something light up the battery. وافحصها. ممتاز. معايا. افتحي. خلينا نصلي.